holding by Irui. The Mo says, If Ira me clear Rishon shall boser al shall cholov, al ki cholov, didn't a clear Rishon, boser, him hoy ben yomer. Amira maim roiskim shein or shall boser, veloy shall cholov, akelem shall boser, shall cholov, biyachad. Then Iri Kikimish and Mamish, she also, Sheakalim, Shemar Aleim, Yivlu Zemizet. So the Ramah makes this. We have two scenarios of Iri. You have a scenario of Iri, you're pouring from a gender kli, whether it's fleshes or milchiks, onto the other type. That's one scenario. And the other scenario is you're pouring from a par of a kli on the two together. And the Ramah is machmer in the first scenario and mekel in the second scenario. We'll see in the Nosei Kelim, really Betzim, it should be the opposite. But the second case is more chomer than the first case. Okay. In the first case, you're dealing with a case of a not per not. You have water in the flesh of the pot, and you're pouring from the flesh of the pot onto the milk of the pot. Okay. So the water in the flesh of the pot is not per not. The time went into the pot, the time went into the water. And now you're pouring. So according to Machaber, that's mut. According to Ramah, we're Machmer because the two flavors are simultaneous. But over here, the two flavors are not simultaneous. It goes into the water, then it leaves the kli, and then it goes into the other kli. So by the time it gets to another kli, it's an opera not. That was the shachs ha'or before in Sivkot and Hay, and that's the kazes ha'or over here in Sivkot and Gimel, that this is an opera not, even according to the whole reason why you're Machmer, not like the Machaber, to answer these things b'di'evit in the Ramah, is because there's a point of it being simultaneous. But we already said before, the Iri doesn't have that cheshbon. Iri, the cheshbon is, it's not simultaneous. That was the Shach said. Al cheshbon, v'chosel l'shach b'Iri. So this Ramah is that's the Shach's taina. That's the taina. That's one sugya. The next sugya is a case where I have fleshes and milchiks together. New sugya. Does Iroi have the kayach to take a time for one and put it to the other? So, depending on what kayach it has, it might be worse than a not for a not. Right? As the Ramah presents it, is like the first case is like, hey, it's horrible. The second case, oh, that's a kol shari. So basically what is going to happen is that the Taz and the Shachar said the first case really makes it as mutter, but there's we're machmer. The second case is really a good argument because then it's also. Okay, so let's get that point clear. That clear, everybody? Yeah? Can I say it again? Yeah. The first case, you're pouring from, you have a, let's assume that the fleshy kapat is clean, right? You just heated up water in the fleshy kapat. So now you heated water in the fleshy kapat. So the time went into the walls of the pot. The fleshy time went into the walls of the pot. The fleshy time comes out of the walls of the pot into the clean. That's an opera not. The teira. So now you then mix it with milchiks. Okay, you mix it with milchiks. So that's putting time into the fish and then sticking it with right. So now it's a case of bishul. So like achilu, we don't do it. We don't achilu pour onto the kli. Right, but if you did, it's not also. So if you're pouring onto food, so we said you're not going to do that either. But once you did it, it's b'di'evit, it's mutter. But the poor ends of Kibra Moshe, it's mutter before. That's what the Shach says. That's Iri. It's not pronounced, it's mutter. I were mach when you stick both into the pot at the same time. Because over there we say there's the direct transfer of Tom. The water is where either the water becomes usher from both flavors simultaneously, or because there's a direct transfer of time between the two, or the pots touch. Well, the pots ain't touching. You're pouring one here, they're not touching, so that's not a problem, right? You need the water to connect it to, so you don't have the argument that the flavors are. Who said that they're meeting without the water? Really? Of course, they're meeting with the water. The only way they travel one to the other was through water. Right, so in this cashman that is nas in the veil, what's nas in the veil over here? So what are we talking about? That by the time it gets to the veil, it's already an upper not the teira. So the Iri case, the first case, is mikra than mutter. Right, that was the shot that we saw in Hay. He said, listen. Really, the remote doesn't mean he says here's a problem over here. So we hear Taka, it's not mutter iri, but let's talk about it. Mikra din, he says, really, kedas sit to beheter, but near klimi rishon al shabbat mutter. And the Rav of Tarskat is also shakod over near lalacha. Akdumali shaloi nogel lahakel b'hei gavno. Pasim ruba leisad zarek yeshlisim galov. And then he brings Masav Yamin and says kol makram b'zayin elamim masmiim. Right, you know, the Shach puts on very clear that this is like a crazy din. Maisa, that's the minig. And that's all the Shach does not seem to come out the Maisa to be matter. At Maisa, you just say that's the minig. But if the Bidi Evans, you know, you're not going to ask anything. Right? Okay, now. So the Taz, that's the Kasha, and comes up with interesting terrors. But that's over here. But in the next case, the Ramos talking about, which Ramos said, oh, that's number part of that's mutter. That's not an apranat issue. I have to figure out what is the kayak of the Iri Klirishin. Can it take a time from. I have two kayaks next to each other. Right? Is it transferring time between those two things? So if it can't do that, so it can't take a flavor and be mavli, and we know it can be vasha kayak lipo. So kimavliya take klipa means kimavliya klipa. So kimavliya into one klipa, right? That we know. That much we know it can do. But that's not our issue. Our issue is over here that it has to do two things. It has to take the flavor from one and put it into the other. Well, can it do that? Right? Then we'll get to the next stage. When it does that, what exactly is happening? Is that happening? Is it an apranat transfer? Or is that an apranat transfer? Because the Ramos is even the Kalim or even Shimon Dovik, that's not an apranat issue. That's a Tamrishan issue. Right? So the Ramos is saying the Irikli Rishan is so shrach, it cannot take a Tam Rishan into the Kli. Wow. Right. So it comes on the Shach and says, well, what does that mean? If you're talking about a case where there's Shuman Dovik, like, I mean, you're talking about, it's not a Tam Napranat. You're taking a Tam Rishon which is there and putting it into the Kli. Well, who's an Irishan? Your Kli Rishon can't do that. Of course it could do that. Right. So the case of the Ramah, the Ramah's contract, the first case is also whichever Shach said, that's Minamas Miyam. The second case, he says, is Mutter Kol Shari, and the Shach says, what do you mean? That's, it could be. Could the Chabad says your passion could be dealing with Shali. Is the rice over here, Bishop Basa Bachal, if it's Bnei Yarmon, right? So like, so Lachal Ma'ase is actually like is more along the lines of the way the Chredim look at it, not the way the Ramah looks at it. So I just want to point out, even though they share the phrase Irui, they're two quite different cases. The Ramah presents them. The first case is very problematic. The second case is really mutter. And all of the Noisa Kalim are doing it all the way around. The first case is really Mikra Din Mutter, and the second case is very problematic Mikra Din. And that's how the Maisa we go with the Halacha. The Maisa we go with the Shalat has some Rubas. Are you saying Mechal the Ramah? But Mikra Din, you're going to go with the Noisa Kalim.
Is the Chumra of this case specifically when the Kalim are touching each other?
This case, which case?
The case of pouring into Kalim where the Shach says.
So the Chavas Das is the case only if they're touching.
Only if they're touching.
Yeah.
It's funny because it doesn't say that.
No. Okay, so now, so let's focus on the first case first, deal with the first case first, and we'll deal with the second case. So the first case is you're heating up water in the Shach Gakli, and you're pouring it onto your Milcha Gakli. So, like we said, the Shach said before, that's really the din of the Ramah said before, that the, even when you're Machman Bishol, so it's an Aparnat. It's a Bnei Yoimon, but it's an Aparnat. The water is totally heter. and then you're allowed to put it in the other kli. So that's what I'm doing. Right? So the Shach says, that's what the Ramah says. Teres says the Ramah meant before in a case where you didn't do Hayana Irui. You picked it up out of it and then you put it into the other one. But Hayana Irui, that's talking going to be, it's going to be awesome. So Behikra then, I don't think that that's right. That even Hayana Irui, direct Irui should be Mutter. But the minute it gets to me, the Ramah himself says that he thinks that Sabah Heter is right. Well, Kimdumali Shalinoga Lahokal Bahia Gavna. But we have some Aruba or Esatsarak Yeshis Mukhalov. Fine. Now comes the Shach over here. The Ramah over here and says this problem. So comes the Taz says, your Gimel, Yeshla Hakshus, Hohavi Nursin Tamar Nursin Tam. Okay, so it's an up or not. So what's going on over here? Veneer the kiyman shana oisim leil kiyesh oisim shehevi remor b'siv zeh mitam the havi ketam b'osav b'chol murav miyachad v'hadar kiyman shishnei hatomim misarv mekli echod v'chanan. Okay, so the Taz brought two cheshbonos. One, because the kelim touch, so he's ignoring that pshat. Because according to that pshat, this didn't make any sense. Right, the kelim are not touching. You're pouring from the fleshing kli to milk kli. There's no touching. So according to that pshat, this din is would not be true. We're being machmer cheshbiting the other tam. Because we look at this tam basa b'chol of coming together, and then so the water now is becoming has a milk tam and a fleshing tam. And we're machmer on that it's happening that the those two tamar are coming out and meeting together. So daima lezeh shanachoshim kiluach iri ki ilu hu bekli shamar mimenu. So we're going to say iri as if you move your milch kli down below up into your fleshy kapat. So it's sitting in the fleshy kapat and everything's meeting together. Okay, no, it's just a kli shamar alov ki mishagam zeh hu ben yoimer. Okay, now. Okay. Now, when he says over here this idea, so the shaila is, what's the logic behind this? What logic can we say that this din is? He's saying, Batson, this is up here, this is down here. We're saying it's kilo der, right? So that's the concept called nitzuch hibur. Right? So, so the problem with this Hebrew is that it's a good question. Let's what? Right, so I would like to, he doesn't really need to come on to it. If he did come on to it, it's a Rav of the Milsa, but, okay. So there's a Ramah in Kuf K, Sif Gimel. The Ramah says, also Laris Mikli Sheesh Bashuman Kosher, and their derlik Sheesh Bachelev, or Shuman Isser. So you have Heter de Kafat, it's Shuman from a Behemoth Ksheira, it's not the Chelev, which is Osir, and it's the animals were shafted properly, so that's Shuman Kosher. You have another Nair, which is a Nair derlik. So, but it has tallow in it, has chalev, which is fast, which are ulcer, or the animal, it came from an animal, which was a nevela, or a trefa. Okay? So, you can't do that. But you have it in lochish. But you have it in lochish. So, so the Taz in the Tzifkat Vav says, Sumitam, Huatam, basically, we have to say, Tatog over, Machaber, Benitzik. There's a din of the bottom one is hot, so it's calm. It's a case of the bottom one is hot, it overpowers the upper one. But that's when, I'm not doubting about whatever I'm pouring into the Nair, like, I don't care. My issue is, what's the status of my stuff back in my Kaylee? Well, there's a din of that tatar gavra, it affects what's above it, and nitzuchiber, and the pouring combines it so as if they're connected. So it's such a kayach. Okay, that's how the tatar says. The shach says mishum da hevel oil me aner lamala. Yeah, well, you're pouring in and you're pouring this hot stuff and hot air below, etc. Like there's going to be like steam is going to come up and ask your upper thing. So no one needs a chibur. The Prima says you need both. Comes the Gra. So why? So why be the evidence of mutter? I mean, it sounds pretty scary to me. So we mentioned this chibur is a mishnah machshirin. So the guy in Chaf Aleph. So Kamash calls Barakay Nakshir and Hamara, Mitsoin and Lakham, Tame, Hudin Yun Isr. So we're learning from Hilkos Tuma to Hilkos Isr. Apirish Marai, Simon Kuf Gimel. So this is going to be fine. Okay. So the Bar Bar Medavka got me Tuma. Tuma transfers by touching. So I want to be Mechadish Adin, the Nitzel Chibur, because the bottom one is hot, the upper one is cold, so the heat, because the Togobar has a craft effect what's above it, so it has a Din Negiya as if you touch the stuff in the upper clip. They're both cold, there's no Din Negiya, there's no Tuma. They're both hot, there's no Tuma. Because why is it's staying there, it's staying there. But if the bottom one is hot, the upper one is cold, so there's this new concept of Tatar Garba tells me that there's a greater kayak for the lower one over the upper one. They're both hot. Neither one's affecting the other one. They're both hot. But if the bottom one is hot, the upper one is cold, so there's a kayak on the bottom one up above, so it's like it touched. That's all you need. Yain Nesek also it asks with Nagiya. Mashengi Mishari Surim. The same kli, but the part which has the issue stays and the issue doesn't go up. Like Terence is, what's the sushtal from Tuma? And when it's a din in the Gia to Hilchas Blias. So that's what he means. That's what he means. Because this is all a wild chumrah. So Michal Yaakov here says in this Taz, the tzechibur only applies to Tuma, not to Yisra. Okay, so. All it is is Negiya. There's a flock of Negiya, the Gaon says. So even evil, first of all, the scenario over here, the Tatogar is not helping you over here. That's one problem, right? Right. The Mishnah says it very clearly. If they're both Cham, you don't say the Tuma. So Cham and Cham is no Bliya. Right? And if they're both Sernan, there's also no. So the case over here was the upper pot was hot. Right? That's the case, was you heated up the upper pot. So the current that, oh, right off the bat, you got a problem. Right? Number one. Number two, like the joint says, the reason why the evidence is mutter is because it's so sushtal from helpless Nagia, they don't have to transfer anything. They're just a touch. Right? No transfer. I don't need transfer. I just need the touch. So the Nitzel Chibur is a Kiddush in the Dine Chibur, it touched. It's not a, right? So that's sort of the. So that's the first challenge that you have over here.
If that's only by. If the whole reason to say that the other mutter is because Nagia really only applies by Tuma, then why are we going to go with that even the Chachayla here? If it's no Shaila, if that's the basic answer.
I didn't follow you. That's the big kasha of the Taz. The Taz is shelling through this din.
So he's asking it as a kasha.
Yeah, Michael Yaakov says.
He's not just offering it as a reason why he had his mother.
The Michael Yaakov says there's no din of Nitzel Chibur by Dini Yisr. So I don't get what he's talking about. The Taz is shared to me. Okay. The.
the shiloh of the Yad Yehuda in the Ran was whether different mayim is considered one piece or many pieces. So once we see
that's the talk of what's inside the kli.
Sorry?
That's what's inside the kli. The whole din of nitzuk chibur, the chiddush of nitzuk chibur, when they're both hot, there's not considered connected. The whole chiddush is only a case where the bottom one's hot and the upper one is cold.
Not a shiloh in the metzius of mayim, whether mayim's one or mayim's a lot of.
That I don't know, but saying but whatever it is, it's only because I don't say all the water in the world is considered connected to the gabi of this din. When I touch my all the water in the world has to be connected. So I have to define what's connected. So once it leaves the kli, it's not considered connected. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Right? The water in the kli is the water in the kli, and the water which leaves the kli is not the same thing. There's a new chiddush, and it's a chibur in a case where the lower one is sort of like forcing itself upwards. Affecting upwards through the Karech of Tatoa Gavra. Because the bottom was Karem, and up one is Zayinim. But you see, they're both Karem, and both Zayinim, and you don't say that. Hilchus Tumma, which I don't need. Heat never plays a role in Hilchus Tumma. It's like a weird din. Like, all of a sudden, I'm saying, it's Mishnah Makshirin. Like, when I ask you, you never learn Makshirin, is any Nafkimina Hilchus Lamais and Hilchus Nagias Tumma if something is hot or cold? You say, no. What does heat do with anything? If it touches, it touches. It doesn't touch. So it's clear the Mishnah is not called touching. The Chiddush is that the Mishnah being Mechadish, we have a stam rule that Nitzuk is Enoch Heber. The Gabi Hilchus Mikvos, Nitzuk Enoch Heber. Other than him, right? You cannot combine two Mikvos through Nitzuk. Right? So if I have a Mikvah that has 20 son, Mikvah has 20 son, I want to combine them through Nitzuk. It's not because they're valid Heber. If they're side to side and there's an opening between the two of them, have water flowing from one to the other. So I'll argue, this is 20 saw, and it's connected to the one with 20 saw, it's like it's 40 saw. No good. That's a fairish din. So this is not Hebrew, the God with his din.
I mean, that tells me that water is made up of a lot of different things. It's not one piece.
It tells me when it's not in the same container, it's considered distinct. That's all it tells me. It doesn't tell me why it doesn't matter. Right. So calls there, you want to know what's the din of something inside of a kli is considered. Yes, if I touch, I do the gi. I touch the water here. Is it the, that water's a tummy? Water's not a tummy. The water, I'm a rishon, right? So I'm a tummy of that. The next piece of water becomes a sheni. And it's again the mishnah even discusses the gabi oichlim, the gabi how you done oichlim, right? So the tul yoyim is dinner. He's a sheni. He's a tummy oichlim, truma, right? I have a massive rice. So he touches here. Okay, so why is this rice done? So the Mishnah says, in some cases, it's not considered a Hebrew. But by liquid, we look at it, wherever it's in the Kli, is when it becomes unified through the Kli. Once it leaves the Kli, it's not unified anymore.
When the Shach says head, obviously, like there, or is
I don't think it's the same. It's like something along those lines. The Mishnah says over there, really, you need the cheshbon of the shach and the taz. You need both cheshbonos to make it work. Okay, so that really this hazard of the taz is difficult. Okay, now if it's anybody Yarmo, he says, we solve that problem. Good. The mice, when he brings it down, he says, if you did it, me did a mutter. According to the Mechaber, the Chabal should say, even in a geinu, right? That's over here. Makom shein hefsed yesh lesson chashin kilo nitzeg azeh mekalech mekilo ki Mechaber yachah beis aplitos mzarben zeh bezeh taz ben al chumro. And it's really only chumro because I'm ikra din. That's what it says. So the sims of the mice of the minig is to be machmer, like this Ramah. Which that seems to be the way the Shach also seems to accept. Lamedus, it's a chumrah. Okay. So Malkam Shein Hefsid, you should be machmer. So which means you be machmer means you're asering the bottom kli, and you should kasher the kli before you use it again. If that's an option. Okay. Now. Comes along the Shach Yeah. The whole cheshbon is you're downing it kilo. It's inside. It's an ear of a basar mekalev. If it's just it's parav, like that's mikra. Then I get the mikra. Then we're passing. But you have by bishul. If you did bishul inside of it, it's not. It's still parav. So okay. That's my next step. Okay, but hold it. And I want to do the shots. Shachin Yudzayin brings this then over here. We down it like a creation, but not this is a vite. Tereskada Shem the Yibayz Marshal Hedya Ben Mar Mikli Shabaser Mekunov Ben Yoyma Al Kli Cholov Ben Mar Mayim Shein Aloy Shacholov Aloy Shabaser Kelim Shabaser Mecholov Yachad Shumu Dovek Behen Ishat Demokim Hefsim Ruba Al Tzarich Shakigav Yesh Lesser Akol. So here the Ramah is differentiating between the two cases, saying this is a problem. In that case, Akol Shori. In the Tereskatas, he says both cases, both types of cases. If it's not have some meruba, you should be machmer. If it has some meruba, you can be mekel. B'tzarach yin shal kosev kain kan b'hagah. Fine. Now, but on this day of Erev, Yudches, kosev teres chata shom b'shem iser v'heter, that feel a mar mikli shal iser, a kelim shal heter, unless a rak a kli shal ba kiluach Erev halav. So, he wants to tell us an important point over here, that this din of kiluach is direct touch. So he pours from the upper one to the bottom one, where it hits, there's a connection. But once it hits already, and then it flows beyond that to something else, that's considered a klisheni. So even in the case of iser, the upper kli was a kli iser, klisheni is not affected. So only the place where it hits. Now, in the case of a kli, that's an argument we'll say, in the case of a kli, that so this kli is a problem, but then it flows off to the next kli, that's not a problem. Or do we argue within the kli itself? Right? It hits this spot of the kli, so this spot of the kli, it's not vliya. Now the hot liquid pours onto the rest of the kli, right? So does it have a correct to impact the other part of the kli as well? I mean, mavliya throughout the whole kli it's touching, but it only hits one spot. I mean, big kli and it hits over here, so and then it spreads out over here. What's the din of that? So that's part of Moshe's tshuva, that it only the spot where it hits. So in the case of the sink, what it's going to affect is the spot that it hits, not the rest of the sink. We'll talk about that more. Okay, now. Correct. Yeah. All right. Okay, now. So that's, talk about the bottom keli, the only sifil of the keli that hits. What about the upper keli? So we're taking the lower one and putting it up above. Kilo, it's in the upper one. So the case of Nitzach Kibra, which the Mishnah is talking about, is we're impacting the lower one, it's impacting the upper one. So look over here, if we're asking the lower one, we should ask the upper one. Or do we say that much we're going to argue, just in that chumrah that we're donning, since the water in the upper one is coming down and hitting it, so there's through Nitzach Hebrew where it said there's a direct contact from here to here, so this is getting fleshing a tam rishon, so that's a problem. But that we should then say that there's a din of Hanan Well, that water's also, and that's going to flow back upwards and not master all the water. That's like really taking advice. So the Supreme Godim says that we're not asking upper clean. That far, we're not going to take this chumra over here. So if you look at the lashon of the lashon of the Taz, shana chashim kilucha iru kiiluhu bekli shamar imenu, that the place where the kiluch is going and affecting the bottom kli, it's as if it's getting it while it's hitting the upper kli. So the bottom kli is getting the kiluach as if it was hitting the upper kli. We don't turn around and say that the upper kli is not getting anything. So that's why you don't say it. So that's I think the pshat of the Prima Godim is he's saying that this whole chiddush that we're using the concept of chibur, well, it's only one directional, not multi directional. Then the Prima Godim adds a kanech that in a case with nitzak kiluach, right? So there's no nitzak, so there's nothing to talk about. Right, the whole question is that you're making a chibur between the two. If it was nifsek hakiluach, and the water is hitting the bottom one, so that's mamish, not pernat the teira. There's nothing to talk about. So it says you wouldn't even need to do a gola, even as roel hagol in tzarch lagola. Like there's no malkum chumra b'chlal to do that. Now. Okay, so that's the scenario you're pouring from a fleshing a kli. There's interesting precautions. Which seems to take this weiter. Precautions in Arachayim that I have a. I use a pesach kli, and I have leftovers, and I want to pour it over into chametz to kapat to use after pesach. So it says you should not pour from your pesach to kli hot from your pesach to kli to chametz to kapat because it's going to ask your pesach to kli. So that's like the din over there kufei. The lower one is answering what's above. It's chalos achzaynus, so the tator gavar tells me that it cools off, not that it's mavliya. The case of the mishnah was sonim sarcha. Right, here's the case of chalos achzaynus. It's a regular room temperature pot. You're pouring hot from your kli above. Right, so I want to pour out my the minimum lashon tikkun is that they try not to pour from a pesach kli into chametz kli. Nowadays we have disposables. You put in disposables and everybody's already happy. Right. I think one time I remember my sugar said you don't pour straight from a pesach kli into chametz kli. Like that's what they learned. This is this pre-chadash. So you don't pour from pesach kli. Now the case where it was motzi pesach and it was cold. But, that was the masara she got from her mother. You don't pour from pesach kli into chametz kli. Okay. Nothing sikonius or nothing sikonius. Shepherd is with nothing sikonius.
Even if it was cold,
you're saying that the kilo, the heat of the sea above is heating up below, absorbing time and going back upwards and making your pastry clean. No. In the case of the heat was pouring hot from you're pouring hot pastry of the food into a cold common to the food. That's the case of the
Tatogaber
says that. Tatogaber says it cools off. It doesn't say that it goes back up. The case of the mission is all the way around. The case of the mission is the bottom one was hot, and the upper one was cold. So pouring cold into hot, since we have the Tatogaber, which gives it a kashimus, its keel is affecting what's above. And that would affect the Gabi. Maybe the Gabi Yisr also. The Pre-Chodesh is taking this way right there. I don't have a head with the pre-chadash. No, I'm just saying if anything, the Togubber works against it.
Yeah. And also, the Gia,
the Hamet. It has to be the Unibliya. Okay. Okay. Now, okay. Now, there's an important prima gadim over here. So the you know what? We have to see this, the prima gadim in Sifti Das and Yudkes. It's an important prima gadim. I want to go weiter and get on the end of the sif. So maybe we'll try and do that on Sunday. See, he deals with this issue of it hits in one spot and then it spreads. What the status of that is. In other words, the Shach says there's a double portion that that's not an issue, and he brings multiple rides that that's not true. And that's, that really deserves a discussion. That's very negative to think. The think trial. So let's leave that. Now look at the prima gadim yudkes. And we'll do that next week. Okay, now, comes along the Ramah and says, what about the scenario where you're pouring from a power of a pot onto milchus and fleshus simultaneously? So he says, even if they're maluchloch, everything is wonderful, right? Okay, so you test. Kishenu shabbos shelo shochol kun kner chadosh shelo nisham shorak yirak is yes ben shene ben yomer. So any of these would have the din of the gabi the salacha. It's never been used. It's been used only for part of the things, or it's an ben yomer. So the gabi the salacha it would the equivalent of being part. Okay, so he says everything a kol shori. Because any kliyishin mama she also kalem shemar aleim the evil was emisah. So now we're handling the kaiach of ir kliyishin. How far does ir kliyishin go? So Ramah is on record to tell me. So let's just take a look at kufay for a second. If bays. No. Okay. Fine. Let's do it. So, Kufay says like this: we're doubting the halachas of transfer of tam by Isser and Heter, not Boster Bechol, Isser and Heter. So, the first sif deals with Kavish, the second, then it starts dealing with Bishul. So it starts with Chayim Shokli Rishon, Shayatzaletis by Mevashul, Voiser Kula. So it's Mevashul, and it takes the tam, which is there in the, of the Isser, and it puts it throughout the whole pot. Chayim Shokli Sheni, Eino Mevashul. Klisheni is not Mevashul. Okay? We know from Hachashav, Klisheni is not Mevashul. Vesharim Shagam, Eino Maflit, Vilam Avliyah. Klisheni also has no Kayach of Bishul, it also has no Kayach to be Maflit or Mevliyah. You cannot take a tam out of the walls, cannot put a tam into the walls. So if I have Isser sitting in the klisheni, I have a klisheni, I put Isser into it, Yatzaletis bo, nothing happens to the klisheni. That's the Isher. Okay, the first sheet. Okay. Av Yesher Menno, because Malkum hu maflit hu mavliya, v'yishik rei klipa. That even though klisheni mavashol, and mavashol, that's a kind of Hitler's bishol. That's a kind of bishol. In regards to absorbing, it has a koyach to absorb. Okay? Now, so it could be maflit. If there's a tam there, I take the tam out. So if I have a klisheni which has Isser in the walls, and I put my hot water in there, so now the hot water is in the klisheni, it's going to take the tam of the Isser out. Or, if there's Isser in the cup, it's going to be mavliya. Knei klipa. And you should be machmer on that din, but you have a mutter below klipa v'docha baal masakin. Okay. So we're introducing that there is really different madregas of what the kalim can do for us. If anything with Kimura Vashal, Kimura Vliya, and Emi Mafra. That's clear. Some of it can't be Mavashal, maybe it can't be Mavashal, because some of it can be Mafra and Mavliya. As much as it can do Bishlam, it can be Mafra and Mavliya. That's true. Now the question is, there's a third Madrega, which is Mafra and Mavliya Ke'echot. Klisheni, even though we're saying the Klisheni can be Mafra and Mavliya, it doesn't mean it can do both at the same time. It can do one or the other. It's not doing both. So the next question is, what's the status of Erie? Okay? So that's really what we're going to touch on over here. Now this, here the Shach and the Chaz talk about Erie. There's an important Shach in the Sivkot and Hay where he discusses Erie over here. Erie is discussed before in Simon Samaches, and the Gavi of the Luchas of when you're the issues of dam. So you're the process of maliga, which you do to your chicken to take off the feathers. The skin is very tight, so if you heat it up, so it loosens, it weakens it, and you're able to take the feathers off. So you need hot water. The problem is you don't kash it for dam until after you take off the feathers. So you're heating it up, and meanwhile you're cooking the dam. Once you cook the dam into the basar, it doesn't come out through malicha. So we got a problem. Right? So we want to figure out how to address that problem. So we're there, the halachas of what happened if you stuck your chicken in the klirishim, what happened if your chicken in the klirishim, what happened if you did the klirishim. So that's where the first time it comes up, this the sugya of the different types of kalim to kasher, to cook and to mimavliya. Now over there, the issue is not bishul, the issue is being mavliya. If it's mavliya the dam naturally comes out through malicha. Once dam has been muvla through this heat process, malicha doesn't take it out. So there, the Prima Gadim, those barichas discuss. That's the Prima Gadim of the Mishnah. So it's at the end of Simon Samaches goes through the status of the five madregas of klirishin aleish, klirishin not aleish, iri klirishin, lo nifsech hakiluach, iri klirishin nifsech hakiluach, and klisheni. Those are the five madregas that he talks about over there. It's an important Prima Gadim. And like the Rama says, I listen to Samaches, Sari Bay, Sari Hey, and this bar didn't a cliche of Iri. So an Iri comes up also in Sari Bay's. So it comes up a lot of places. So we're seeing it because we started with Sari Hey, we're seeing it in Sari Hey. So the Shach says, one second. So Eirah is not the Rishon Mamish. Kashali do Mashu and Divrei Rabba go Simon Samaches. If you the Eirim Vashul, can I clip that? If you did Eirik Klirishon onto your chicken, so that the outer clip of the chicken has dam in it, and it's awesome. So Eirik Klirishon is Mavashul. Can I clip? We can't cost the Torah's Chatos Klalam and Gimel in base. Okay, the Sarach Loimer, the Sirlei the Rab, the Heed the Mavashul Kol Kach Shatarnagolus Maflut the Mavliya means it took the Dam which is in the Tarnagolus out, and then it was Mavliya back in, right? So it was Maflut and Mavliya, which Bishul can do can be Maflut and Mavliya. Okay, so. If you tell me klisheni kimi mavashal, that ira klirishin is mavashal, kli klipa, it's also maflit the dam and mavliya the dam. Okay, come on, klishu kasha enu baleya. They don't maflit mavliya kaachas, but klishu kasha. So even though we're saying kimi mavashal, and being mavashal also means kimi maflit mavliya kaachas, means it's not one or the other. You can do both. One process of ira can do being maflit and being mavliya, because it can do bishul. That's in something soft. Like an oichel, but not in a cleat. Okay, so Zok the Shach, we're more saying over here, what you have to do is take the time out of the first cleat, you're going to flee into the second cleat. You can't do that. It can take the time out of the fleshy cleat. That's not for that. To take the time out of the fleshy time is taking the time out of the fleshy cleat. You're pouring from fire onto your two cables. So, slipping out this, then that, those are both not for nuts. The Torah, then they meet Everything's wonderful, according to the Rebbe. Okay, but I don't think that's true. Okay, Nira the Yedina Nira Kamashakosa Bagosh Shavidur Simis Nunzai Meshem Marash Shavil Tereskat Hashem the Nesru. The Kiva the Kamel and Irim of Ashel Koshet Bar Besimin Kufay Sivkat and Hay Ken Chashem Kibishul Mamish Umavliya Afila Bekli. Just like it can be Mavliya, it can be Mavashel, it can also be Mavliya and Kufli. So you tell me the difference between the Kaya Kibishul on a Rach and a Kasha, that's not true. And he brings a Raya from Mordechai and a Gersa Shri in Avodah Zorah that they do not differentiate between the impact that it has on an Eichel and the impact that it has on a Kli. Okay. So klisheni, which is obviously weaker than an ira klivishin, that if there's a sheet that holds between mavliya and maflitz, it would affect the kli also. Now, we don't hold that klisheni is mavliya and maflitz. But he says they're asking on that sheet. That's true. You got a big problem. And how to cash your cliche? One second. They're making a sushtov. He's talking about food, and they're asking him. Well, what you're saying is true by food. It should be true by kaler. I just told me food and kaler are different. So from the Mordechai's kasha and the Gosha Shri's kasha, that they're asking on this sheet that was said Allah by food, that according to him, what, we're going to have a problem when we kasha a klisheni. What's the kasha? From food to kli. Elamai, they hold, there's no difference between food and kli. So he holds you did maliga with kli sheni, it's also, which means what happens? It takes the dam out and it puts it back in, even in a kli sheni. So that's what he says. So he's talking about a food, and he says that in a food, a kli sheni has a kayak to be maflet and mavliya. So they said the feet of order of how you nesurim call a kalim shemolga behenatana girlis machos adam shepoletes atana girlis v'nivul b'kli. Well, the same way it takes the dam out of the tana girlis and puts it into the chicken, right, back into the chicken, and also puts it into the kli. So now you have to kasher your kali. Our minhag is not to kasher kli sheni, which you do maliga. According to him, you have to kasher all your kali. You do maliga. One second. What's the kasha? He's talking about the chicken, and you're asking him from the case of the kli. Chicken and kli are two different things. Elamai, you see. So what do you see? Said there's no difference between the if as much as there's a whatever the kli does it into the food, it does it a kli also. So if you hold that a kli sheni can be mafla and mavliya, keachod. So there's a kli to take out and then put back in. It'll also do it into the walls of the kli also. So now, back to my Ramah. The Ramah says before that by the Eric, we don't hold kli sheni can do that, but Eric the region can do that. So Eric the region, that's Ramah before in Samaches. He says it takes the dam out and puts it back in. So similarly, it takes the flavor out of kli one and puts it in the kli two. So how, what's it in this Ramah? In Kekoshkein, the Zalmai, the Kavan, the Irim of Ashel, the Mavashel feel of the Kli. We can't cause a Marshal, but see if we're here called a boss, so we're simming some of that. We're going to have a Irim, Mayim, Reiskim, Alakoris. So we'll have to initially Mahoyosham, Shirei, Maichel. Fisha Irim, Maflit, and Mavliya, Kedei, Klipa. Because the Irui is Maflit and Mavliya. So it's going to take the Tam out of the Shirei, Maichel, and it's going to have Liya into the Kli. That was the Tereskatas that the Shach quoted in Yud Zayin. He says, in this scenario, you, the minhag is to be machmer, which the Shach, I don't know why he didn't quote it. Except half a meruba you make. But min hastam you're machmer. This is hetter is matarit. This hetter the mahetter afilu shum and dovek behem. Hanum shum the ozlet hamed. This really the eerie and mavash of loy maflit umavliya. Till can I clip a? Al balei can I clip a? Kadam shem etzanonoi. Can work with the war of the hedge. There's points in the Rashbam and the Ben Otam whether eerie klisheni is mavash. We had on Tosis in Shabbos Dapim and Bits. According to Rashbam, Iri Shkishen is not Mavash. It's not Mavash. It's also not, and it's not Mavash. It's not Mavliya Mafli Kaechon either. According to the Yisuf Heter, he passes like the Rashbam. It's not Mavash. And he says, not only is it not Mavash, it's not even Mafli and Mavliya Kaechon. What it can't do is keep him Mavliya. So if it only has to do one step, that it could do something. So if I would be Ma'ara, I would be Ma'ara hot milk for my Klirishin onto my pot, so there would be a Belia in the Klisheni, right? I would heat up hot milk, and I like drinking hot milk. I can't drink milk, but somebody who likes drinking hot milk would heat up hot milk. It's Yatzeletis bow, and he pours it into his coffee bowl. So according to the Yishuv Heter, it's Nivla, can I cleave? Okay, that's all it can do, but not more than that. So this Yishuv Heter Shitosa, that all it can do is now, but over here, that's not the case. You're pouring water. So water has to take the time out of clean number one, put into clean number two. Okay, I can't do that. It doesn't occur to me not for my clean. So Yishuv Heter Shitosa makes sense. We don't pass them like that. We pass them because you said you're cleaving Yishuv Mabashu. So it's Mavashal, it's Mavliyah, Mafed and Mavliyah. So this din of the Ramah, the Ramah can't quote this of a Heter Lamais, because we don't pass like this of a Heter. This din. And the Tarskat himself said not like that. Before the Heter, that this of a Heter says, Beheter, that's his sheet. Lamai to Kaim alone, dear Mavashal, can I cleave? Near Kamashuk is Avdi. Okay. So now, so the shach, let's differentiate between the two cases. In the case where you have Shiori Michael, right? Even the case that they're both dirty. So there's like, you got cheese there and you got meat there. The Ramah said it's mutter. In your case where there's nothing bad on the kalim, you're just washing them, like, you know, like, second round, you know. You want to make sure that they're really clean, right? So miu hecha the kiyim. What is the hati mitam? There's a time under some time. Can a mash with divrei marshal? Okay. Now there's a new keshvan. Now this sugya meets the earlier sugya. So when there's ban, there's no one knows the time under some time. I have meat there. That's Tom Rishon going into my milk. You can't plea. That's the problem. It will take the time and put it to the plea. Right? It has to be mafla to Tom from the fleshigs and put into the plea. That I can do. So my milk is clean. Now my milk is ben yomo clean. Now it has Tom Rishon of Buster in it. That's Buster McCullough. You got to count your plea. Right? Good. That's when there's ban. So when there's no ban, it takes it out and it puts it in. Oh, great. Well, it takes it out and puts it in. There's that moment in between that it's not or not. It came out, my flesh time comes out of the kli, that's an aparat teteru. Then it goes into another kli. Oh, well, aparat teteru. Right? So you're not going to answer the kli over there in that situation. Yes. And each one, the water is taking the time out of one and putting it to the other. Yeah, because the koyach of Iri Kibishan, and that much the Ramah is right, that Iri Kibishan is not a Kibishan mamash, also a Kalim Shemar Aleim, Yivlum Zemizeh. You need the water over here to do it. It's not going to do it without the... What?
Is that the difference when you're using the term bishul?
Like, bishul is something that's like, no, the kayak of bishul of Kirishan is mafthan of liyakeh. That's the whole kayak of bishul. Iri is also mafthan of liyakeh, which means mafthan of liyakeh. But we say, the process over here is that it has to take out of one and put it to the other. That's mamish the nusach, how you say it. That means, in other words, it doesn't have a character to go to the other without the water pushing it in. No. Over there, it's sitting on the fire. So the Ron says, so the meat flavor says, you know, water, Zaymer goes, I don't need you. Over here, they can't say that. The only reason why it has a car to go out of one to the other, because the eerie is heating it up, pulling it out, and then sticking it to the other one. So the water has to do it. The Tom can't do it by itself. So that's called... That's, yeah, correct. Now, Zakta, the Shach, but a case of Isser, so there's no heter of not, See, even if they're in Kiyam, Alehechad, the Havi Klishal Yisr, the Lashapa, the Nosan Tamar, the Santam, near the Phil of Noki's Osir, Tzorak Iyun Bezet. Now I said, I want to say it's not cool. I just told you, in the case of Noki, the whole Hetra is not Pranat. Okay? And therefore, case of Yisr, there's no Hetra not Pranat, it's going to be an Osir. You know what? I'm not sure. In other words, that. I'm going to take it, dial back a step and say, you know what, I'm not convinced, even though Ir is Mavashal, and when there's Be'en, I'm with you, but this kayak of taking out of one and putting into the other, there is a Nakuda, they're both Kasha, that I'm taking from a Kli, putting into a Kli, you know, the Yesh Lodim Bezet. Why? The Efshad, I feel Mavashal, Mavashal Kuli Hai, she Yaflit Min Akli, Yavliya the Kli. Okay, Zayvite, it's not, can't do. Nor is even I'm going to accept this. I clearly have the kayak can be mafled from an oichel and put into a kli. That was the kash of the they were asking by the Mordechai, right? That but from kli to kli, the cheshbon we said before that a kli is more difficult. Maybe that's true. I don't know. Any black sarachim? That's the case. Sheechem mehem noki, vechem mehem eno noki. Shanoki is also because there's be'en on the eno noki. So you have some cheese there. So the eerie cremation takes the time of the cheese and sticks it into your fleshy plate. Kabbalah, your fleshy plate is also. So the one who was clean, the noki, is also. But what's the status of the milk plate? So they have to say, okay, now. So the time inside of the fleshy plates now is fleshes and milk is together. That's mamash bosa b'cholov. Okay, so I'm not sure. Fine. So. Pash is kibishol, means it's mamish kibishol all the way, so we can do everything. Mamish can do all the stuff, and yeah. But it's still, he's still standing by his head of not by not, because the maisa, you need the emsos amayim to do the process. As opposed to when it's sitting in the cremation, the heat is doing it, not the water, it's the heat which is doing it. The water is the vehicle to use that kayak of the heat. Okay. Now, so the shach, so the prima godim in chaf. He says a few points. If the water has shishim connected to the klipa, it both can do affect the klipa. Right? So. So it means it's taking a klipa's worth of time out of the ban and sticking it into the pot. If so it's interesting, right? I want to take. I think I'm saying it right. I want to take the. It's going to be mavli into the pot. Can I keep his word? Now the not going to leave the cooler. So I what I need to do is mivatul the time which would be nivlent. If I could put numbers on it, I say the area which would be nivlent to is going to be half ounce for the area. Even though I have an ounce for the cheese, I'm not taking the whole time of an ounce for the cheese. I can only fit only half an hour space to put it. So if I have 30 ounces of water, the cleaver is not on. Okay. Then he says a chumrah. So what happens if your mar come upon him? So maybe what happens is in the case of meluchloch. So the tam comes out in the first one, and the second one takes that water which has tam and mavliya. So maybe, the same thing will be true if it be a long iri, whatever the word long means, the same arguments. So he holds in any case where there's shneim nekiyim, you could make a behesa meruba. If efshar bahagola, even in that case, he holds really you should be magal, if that's an option. So the case where you're doing milchus inflation simultaneously, the Ramah and while our sinks are like great, you know. Right? That's our sinks. It's the power of the water coming in. The worst case scenario is you have ban of your milchus affecting your flacial plate. The Ramah says, I'm not worried about it. Right? It came along the shach and definitely put a damper on our sinks for now. Okay. So we need to do the last point over here, the Ramah, which we'll do on Sunday. If you find something milk in your fleshig, cook with the fleshigs, and sip dalit about afer, which is very the gale maisa. Just to give you a warning, you learn the mechaber; it's like wonderful. Shach and Taz both say it's totally horrendous, and the maisa, the minhag poiskim, is not like the shach and Taz; it's like the mechaber. Multiple later poiskim, his keshuv already quotes that. They seem to go with the Machaber in this point. So detergent plays a role. But I just want to point out, detergent plays a role when the time is going in. Not afterwards. You can't be putting them afterwards. But, right? So the... But Sageya, with one of the Shaskashas, is do Hagola with the Turkish. And solve all of our problems. Because always make it a Tom Pogum. Because then the point is, because it's going in. And it can come out, whatever time it is, be putting it in and put it back in. Right? So we actually do that. We do that. Mokum Sarah Godel. I'll just tell you, when my brother-in-law, when he was still...